The state's EMF program has been working with a stakeholders committee of scientists and consumer and health advocates, which advises the program on how to conduct the research. On April 21st, Dr. Raymond Neutra, director of the EMF program, told the stakeholders that he did not have permission to release the reports. 3 days later, Neutra informed the stakeholders that Dr. Diana Bonta, director of the Department of Health Services, had approved the reports, but that the governor's office would not permit their release. A staffer in Governor Davis's press office told KPFA that the governor's office had not yet received the reports and that, as far as they knew, the reports were still at the Department of Health Services. Kent Pollack, executive director of the California First Amendment Coalition, read a portion of a denial letter sent to him by DHS's senior staff counsel, Peter Baldridge.
The preparation of these documents is based upon an arrangement between DHS and the Public Utilities Commission. It had originally been the plan of DHS to release these documents for the public review by May 7. However, prior to final approval of the documents, the PUC requested a briefing on the drafts under consideration. In light of the fact that these documents are being prepared at the request of the PUC, final approval of the documents has been delayed pending this briefing. Consequently, the drafts of these documents in the possession of DHS are pre-decisional. Pursuant to Government Code Section 6255, DHS has determined that these draft documents are not available for public disclosure at this time.
But attorney Jeff Chadwick, who is representing the California First Amendment Coalition in the suit to force the release of the reports, says that they are not pre-decisional.
The argument that they are not is that they have been approved by the agency responsible for generating them, that is, the EMF program, which is part of the Department of Health Services. They were not prepared for any specific anticipated government decision-making process.
Public Utilities Commission President Loretta Lynch said it was up to DHS to release the reports.
They were paying me the courtesy as president of the commission to meet with me first. I don't have any problem with it being out. I have no idea what it says because I never took the meeting. So from my perspective, it's DHS's report, and if they want to put it out, it's fine with me.
The state is negotiating to buy the high-voltage grid of Southern California Edison. Kent Pollack thinks the reports should figure into the decision on whether or not to buy the grid.
If there's a liability issue for the owner of the grid, clearly the state should be concerned. Let me give you an example. As you know, there are many, many schools located near these grids. Perhaps the report says something like the schools should be moved or the grids should be moved as a matter of public policy. If that were the case, the state of California would be taking on the liability of billions of dollars worth of work to rectify the situation.
But the regulations call for a 60-day public comment period prior to the reports becoming final. If the reports had been released on May 7th as scheduled, the 60-day public comment period would have ended next week. The state's option to purchase the SoCal Edison grid expires on August 15th. So even if the reports were released today, it is now too late for them to become final before the option to purchase the power grid must be exercised. For KPFA News, I'm Kelia Ramirez.